This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My car, Scott Anderson, 97 with a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. What?
Is it Dove Kleiman, whoever Dove Kleiman is these days, tweeted this out, which I thought is just funny. Most wins for a Giants/Jets quarterback since the start of last season.
So everybody who has started for the Giants and Jets, who has recorded the most wins? Yeah.
So Trevor Siemian has 2 wins. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor has 2 wins. Daniel Jones has 3 wins. Aaron Rodgers has 3 wins. Tommy DeVito has 3 wins. Zach Wilson has 4. I love that the Jets suck. I freaking love it. Normally, I've been a Jets guy over the Giants in my life.
Yeah.
Because I never liked the Giants. Always rooted for the Jets over the Giants when it comes to the New York thing. It's, you know, much like me rooting for the White Sox over the Cubs. If I got to choose, I'll choose. I don't mind drawing sides there. But this time, because it's Aaron Rodgers, and I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers, the whole Jets organization has been a disaster for forever. It's been a long time since they were relevant. And I love that they tried to buy relevancy, and it just isn't working out.
And it's not working out with a guy who tortured us forever.
Oh, which makes it even that much sweeter. And he's, oh, God, it's great. The end of that game, oh, how great. I don't know if you saw the end of that. I know Kang did.
I didn't, but...
Watching the Patriots have a chance to win and then actually win over the Jets, who are now 2 weeks into the experiment of bringing in Devontae Adams back with Aaron Rodgers. Look how great that's worked out.
I saw something that it was out there on the internet. I apologize. I didn't credit it, but it was like, we're just one more Aaron Rodgers friend away from really being good. Just one more. Let's go to Bill on a cellular 97 on a ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Okay. All right, Bill.
Good. Good. Hey, listen, you guys were kind of talking about the style of Lions play and how exciting it is. You know, I found myself sometimes, like particularly this last game, like, you know, why are we doing all these plays at the goal line, halfback passes and throwing to the tight end and, Raymond going in like a half motion and coming back. But then I watched last night's game. And I watch these teams like struggle inside the 10. I mean, it was a field goal fest. It was just torturous to watch. And you realize, I mean, these plays aren't just for fun. I mean, they're creative plays and they're easier ways to get in the end zone. I think sometimes we make it look too easy, like when, Gibbs goes in untouched from 6 yards in on a straight run. But it's not that easy for everybody else. And it's fun to watch, but it's also great. Creative play calling, I think, to get us in there.
It's a credit to the play selection that they have, but it's also, I think, more so, it's the talent they have on that team. It all starts with the offensive line. And the fact that the Lions can kill you with the run or the pass, I mean, they'll run the ball on 4th and 3. They're not afraid to run a draw play. I mean, they do things like this. We've seen it happen. You can't key on any one player if you're a defensive coordinator and say, we just got to stop this guy. Not with the Lions. You don't know where the ball's going.
I saw a guy on a podcast recently that said, he had actually done some research on it, saying the Lions run the ball more on like third and four to like 3rd and 8 more than anybody in the league. It's because they can. And like you say, with the line they have, and maybe it's because they know they're going to probably go for it on 4th, but
that's part of it too.
They make it look simple, and it's based on the talent. That's why it makes it look so easy.
Yeah, and you're right. It's not. They are making something that other teams struggle with look easy. And you know what's funny? Like, throughout this season, there's been a lot of, they're winning, but God, they don't really get the ball to Amara. Then they get it to Amara. Yeah, it's cool and everything, but they haven't gotten the ball to Laporta. And then they get it to Laporta. And Laporta was injured to start the year, but it's not as if they're going away from people or underutilizing people. It's they need to make sure everybody gets the ball. They need to find a way to play a fifth quarter. They just need more snaps. And the weirdest thing about this game is they ran 18 plays inside their own territory. Think about that for a second. One of them was a kneel down at the end of the first half. They ran eight. They only took Jared Goff, I think the total was 41 total offensive snaps for a game. Like, the defense set them up with such short fields, they were having three-play drives for scores. And then when they did have a long field, they just took it 75 yards to the house. That was the weirdest game. And yet, an example of how the Lions can beat you in a variety of ways.
It's a wealth of riches they have. Fortunately, and let's hope these guys all stay healthy here, but, I mean, when you have the opportunity to hand it off to either of those running backs, I mean, they both do damage. They do it in different ways. But one thing they both do is get up to a top speed rather quickly. One guy gets through the hole and just takes off, finds the open space. The other guy just seems like he's just breaking tackles while he's carrying guys.
You can't bring David Montgomery down.
No. His balance is amazing. You know, it's like when I was watching Boise State last week, finally got a whole game where I got to watch
Ashton Jeanty.
And what
who's their outstanding running back for people who haven't heard?
I think what makes him so good is he's just a battering ram. He's got speed and he's elusive, but the first guy never takes him down. He breaks through at least one tackle every single time he carries the ball, and then he's eventually wears you down and takes off. David Montgomery is very similar to that, but he's doing it at the professional level.
If you didn't hear what Bill Belichick said to Jared Goff on his podcast, because he's now on the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray. Belichick is doing it now. That used to be the Tom Brady and Jim Gray podcast. They had Jared Goff on, and we'll play it for you coming up today at 11:35. Ticket text coming in. Looking at the Lions schedule and trying to predict a 12-5 or 13-4, even a 14-3 record includes a loss to Green Bay, in my opinion. That's from an unnamed texter. Lions are favored this weekend, but I hear you. Scott in Carlton says, Doug, they have pills. Doug, they have pills for peaking too early. Then he adds, I think they help with hair growth after surgery, too.
Oh. Two birds, one stone.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Doug, I have to agree. I've been a Lions fan for 50 plus years. I'm still amazed that this is our football team. It's from Fish and Waterford. Doug, we're going to need some confidence from you with the Lions. Last season, the Eagles had Sirianni and Patricia and no discipline. The Cowboys have had Jerry Jones button in always. We are completely different than those teams. Yeah, I get it. It's almost though like the way they're playing now. I want the playoffs to start now. Certainly enjoying the ride.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't – if there's another gear for them to go to, what, are they just going to score every play? You know, I mean, it's wild.
Well, I think one of the this is another
– it's disbelief that this is our team.
More credit that I want to give the defense for what they did in the second half by pitching that shutout is when you're watching this team take over because defense gives you the ball at the 25-yard line or less – and the Lions take a couple plays to score a touchdown. I think the defense would appreciate if the Lions had a long, drawn-out drive. At least they got away with it in that game because it's Tennessee.
You got to quit giving them short
fields. They come right back on the field. They're like, man, we just gave it a ball. And you just, thanks for scoring, but we got to go back on the field again.
248-539-9797. What Belichick said to Goff is pretty impressive. We'll get to that today at 11:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.